Why is there so much confusion in the world?
What do you mean?
Well, it's just that I see all these people praying, and nothing happens in their lives. Why is there so much trouble?
Prayers is a two-way street.
What do you mean?
Just watch.
God, are you there? I've got a lot of needs in my life. Let's see. Number 24. I saw this beautiful Tesla today. My birthday is coming up, and it's an environmentally friendly car. Not to mention, it will look really great in my garage. I was wondering, can you arrange that? I'm not too picky about the color. Number 6. Let's see. There's this girl at the coffee house. I want to compliment you on the beauty of your creation with her. Anyway, I would love to ask her out, but I just can't find the courage to talk to her. If you could just magically make the words come out of my mouth and make me look good to her, you can name our first child if you play your cards right. Let's see. What am I thinking? You can read. So you got the front page right here. And don't forget there's the back. You're probably a speedy reader. Thanks. I'll see you at the coffee house later.
God, I know I haven't spent a lot of time with you lately. It's just that I have a lot of things on my mind, with work and everything. I promise I'll start making time for you. Oops, sorry, I have to go. You understand, right? I have a really important meeting, and my job depends on it. I promise we will talk later. Amen.
God, for a long time now, my parents have been fighting. Well, when I come home tonight, can you make them stop fighting just for one night? Are you even there? Do you even care that I am hurting? Never mind. Amen.
Okay, God. So I have like this huge problem. So like my friend Stacy, she was going like totally ballistic on me. She kept saying that she like saw me like flirting with her boyfriend Jason, and I was like, me and your boyfriend Jason, please talk about a loser. Anyways, and then she like spit on me, which is totally gross, and it's just like, I really need your help with this problem because she's like my best friend. And oh my goodness, I broke a nail. We'll talk later, I guess. Amen or whatever.
God, I'm not sure if I want to be a part of this Christian life anymore. I see all these people talking about your Christian love, but I never see any of it. Now I'm not asking for you to be my best friend. I just want to be treated and respected like everybody else. I really don't know what to do anymore. I'm ready to just walk away. Amen.
Hey, God, I have so much to tell you. There's so much been going on in my life, I just don't know where to start. Hello? Oh, hi, I've been waiting for your call. Hold on just a second. I'll just have to catch up with you later. Okay, bye. Amen.
Hey, God. I wanted to pray for my friends. They've been going to these parties and getting drunk. Hold on. I'm good. Anyways, I've been going with them to witness to them, like we worked out that one time. Thing is, I've been getting drunk too. Although, in my defense, I was just trying to be all things to all people. And if you know all things, you knew this would happen when we worked out our little arrangement. So it's not really my fault now, is it? Anyway, my mom's kind of been on my back lately to be more of a leader and not a follower. So could you just make her mute for a while? She doesn't understand how hard this ministry is on me. Which reminds me, I need some aspirin for this migraine. If you could help me with that, I would owe you. Amen.
Hey, God. You know, I see all these people around me that are getting signs from you, and I just don't see it. Well, but maybe if you could just send me a sign and prove who you are, and then, you know, I won't have any doubts anymore. Maybe you think you could do that, God? All right. That could happen anytime. I mean, this doesn't prove anything, you know?
I know everything about you.
You know, I just don't see it, God.
I know you better than you know yourself.
I mean, it really just feels like you've just packed up and left town on me, God.
You can't trust your doubts. I'm closer than you realize, and I love you so much.
I've just been waiting for you to do something big in my life.
Trust me on the small things, and the big things will happen.
Forget it. I don't even know why I bother anymore. Amen.
What are you doing?
Listening.
To whom?
To whom?
Excuse me?
To whom? Not to who.
All right then, to whom?
To God.
I'm confused.
Shh. Listen.
God?
I'm here.
I love you, God. You're so much more wonderful than I could ever expect.
I love you too.
And I desire to be like you. I need you to guide me so I can see where I'm going and how I'm getting there. I need you to walk with me so I don't have to feel alone.
I will. But I need you to trust me. Not just when the crisis happened, but all the time. Not just with 25% of your trust, but 100%.
I know that's what you need, God, but it's hard. And I have things that I need, too.
I know your needs. I know your needs better than you know your needs. But you need to be a seeker of my holiness. And let me take care of your earthly needs. I am in control, I promise.
I know that's what you need, God, but there's a list of things that I need, starting with, I need you to forgive me. I've made mistakes today.
I've forgiven you already, and it's forgotten. You're the only one who keeps bringing it up. There's so much I want to show you, but I can't because you often beat yourself up for your past. It's the past. Keep it with me and not you.
It just seems like there's so many spiritual potholes in the world. Like, one minute I'm just doing great and the next I'm flat on my face.
Shh.
What?
You talk too much. Most of my children do. They just don't take the time to listen. Listen to me. There's nothing you and I together cannot accomplish.
Show me how I can serve you today, God, with the life that you've given me. I love you.
I have loved you since before you were born. When she seeks and my kingdom first and trusts that I'll take care of the important things in her life, I am able to do so much through her when she desires to listen to my voice, to guide her.
Can you teach me to pray like that?
I was hoping you would ask. Come, follow me.
Amen.
And can we give a thank you to our cast this morning? You guys can go sit. You can sit or you can stay up for the message. Well, prayer is an important aspect of who we are, and it was an important aspect of who Jesus was. We often read in the Gospels that Jesus would retreat away to be able to go pray and spend time with God, his Father. His time that we see as his recharging and rebuilding of that relationship that he needed to do the work that he did. And then here on the Sermon on the Mount this morning and the scripture that Mark read this morning, Jesus addresses the issue of prayer. And he begins by talking about what you're not supposed to do. And here he calls out these hypocrites who their purpose of prayer was to go out into the temple courts, out in the square where everybody would see them, and they would pray as loud as possible, God, see me here, I'm praying. And people would go, wow, look at the faith on Peter. You know, that's so amazing that he's always praying. Just six times a day he's out there. And God's saying that's not the way. It's not to be seen. It's not to be heard. It's not to be recognized. And he says, don't just go out there and just babble like the pagans do of just over and over and over again, just saying whatever comes to your mind. God says that's not what it's about. It's not about getting a word count in or trying to sound as eloquent or beautiful as possible or poetic. But then Jesus says, here's how you pray. And he gives us the Lord's Prayer, this beautiful prayer, this beautiful template for prayer. But what essentially is prayer as we look at all these different methods and means that are used? And when it all boils down to it, prayer is just the same way as why we use our phone or why we use letters or text messages. But it is our way to communicate with God, our way to spend time with God, connecting with our Creator and developing that relationship. And the skit guys that wrote this script, with using that listening girl made a great point that prayer isn't just about the words that we say to God and what we say. God already knows everything that's on our heart. God knows everything that we need. It's not just about us relaying that information to Him, but God desires just as much for us to spend time listening to Him, giving Him a chance to be one that speaks, to answer what our prayers are saying, to let us be comforted by Him and hear what He needs us to hear. Who knows, if we listen deeply enough, maybe we'll hear the sound of Alan's voice in our heads telling us it's going to be okay. But prayer is a very important part of who we are within our Christian walk. And so I hope this morning that we've stirred in your hearts of thinking about your prayer life and how it is that you're praying and what it is that you're needing to be doing to be connecting with God and to be spending time with Him. And so with that, will you pray with me this morning? God, you are always more ready to listen than we are to pray. And so we give you thanks for your listening ear. We give you thanks to the heart of patience that you have for us. Even when we babble, even when we don't know what to say, even when we spend more time on us and forgetting to spend time on you. We just pray that you will help open our hearts to be in prayer with you, to spend time growing our relationship with you, and to spend time listening for your voice in our times of need. For you are our most wonderful Father, our greatest of creators, and we do desire to spend that time with you, even in the midst of our busy lives. And so we pray all of this today in your most holy and wonderful name. Amen.